You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining us for these 40 days that we're setting apart every single day to seek God out through the scriptures. Well, as I shared in the first episode of this series, I've invited some of my friends to come in and share what's on their heart, what verses are encouraging them, and what they're hearing from the Lord. Today is one of those days, so I hope that you find a quiet place, sit back, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Thanks for being here.
Hi, friends. My name is Shonda Longo, and I am a part of the Faith with Friends Circle. The verse I wanted to share with you today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and it reads, "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." This has honestly been such a beautiful and heartbreaking time watching my mom's life come to a close. I see that verse coming to life watching her. It's her faith that sustains her, her hope in Jesus and the promise of eternity with Him that she talks about daily, and the love she has for her Savior is so evident, as well as her love for my sister and I and her grandchildren and the rest of the family. Our relationship has not always been perfect, as I'm sure many of you can relate. We've had many seasons where there's been strain and conflict and division in our relationship. And now I'm seeing at the end of her life, none of that matters anymore. That it's our similarities and the good and the beautiful parts of our relationship, is the things that I remember and cling to. My mom did the best she could. And one thing that I know now is that we're both flawed humans, but we both love Jesus and we want to honor Him. We want to please Him. We want to obey Him. But sometimes our flesh got in the way. There's no perfect love except for the love of Jesus. Love is the foundation upon which faith and hope are built, and it's the ultimate goal of the Christian life. A dear friend shared with me the reason that love is the greatest is because once we're together in eternity, we don't need our faith or hope any longer. Those things are realized. But love is the only thing that remains. She's not really able to talk very well or communicate except to say that she wants to be with Jesus. She wants to see His face. She looks forward to the hope of being with Him forever, with no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more being convicted after a sermon, and no more sadness, just love. The Apostle Paul points us in the right direction when he writes, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." We are prepared to die well only when we live each day knowing Christ for us, in us, and through us. Friends, today, I hope this verse encouraged you. And remember to tune in tomorrow for more encouragement. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?